Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am not a conspiracy kind of guy, but I know what I'm about to say will sound like it. I don't believe that there is a coin shortage. Everywhere you go now, I went to Core Life. They have a piece of paper on the front door asking you to please have the exact change or use credit card.
Yeah, a lot of stores do.
I just saw on Facebook some local banks are offering you a 5% premium if you bring in coins. A 5% premium, I'm guessing you bring in 95 cents, they'll give you a buck, that type of thing. Where did the coins go? They blame it on the pandemic, the lockdown. Where did they go?
Where did all the coins go? Remember that song?
Yes, I do, but I don't remember. Yes, I don't remember the word coin being in there.
Yeah, I don't understand it really either. And I mean, some of the conspiracy theories sound interesting.
Here's my theory. I have no proof, but it's my belief that this is the beginning of the big push to convince everybody we need a digital cash system where then the government owns you. They know what you have. They know what you buy. They know where you go. If they wanted to tax you overnight, all of your savings, they could do it with one stroke on a computer. Now, I know that sounds crazy and it sounds like a conspiracy theorist, which again, I am not, but it all makes sense because the explanations I hear on why suddenly there are no nickels and pennies and dimes and quarters doesn't make sense. You know what? It's not like people stopped spending during the pandemic.
It was different. There was a lot of ordering online, paying in advance and then picking up or having it delivered. We did buy things differently.
Okay.
A lot of people didn't go into stores. They would order and then pay online.
But that also means, consequently, the stores weren't handing back change either. See, it swings both ways.
Yeah, I've seen articles urging people, if you're someone with big containers of change, please go to a Coinstar kiosk and bring it in.
I bet the Fed is simply not minting any new coins. Therefore, slowly but surely, it'll become more of a problem.
Well, the mint has returned to full staffing, so they are trying to.
Just now they've returned?
I think it was like a month ago.
Just a month ago. Gee, the rest of us kind of slugged it out. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, that's my theory for whatever it's worth.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.